Hello, this is episode 3 of the EastEnders podcast with me, Jack.
And me, Simone. And it's following the week from 22nd of Feb to the 26th of Feb.
That's it. We've got the usual features. I'm afraid it's not Tracy Watch this week.
But it's a special guest taking her place.
Taking her place this week. We've got Ask Us Anything and the usual discussions.
Same old.
It's what makes it great.
Yeah.
Simone in 60 seconds.
The square mourn at the death of Bradley. Max is obsessed with Bradley's shoes. Stacy fails to make her way back to the square. Zainab's waters break and Masood is left to deliver the baby. Liz returns to the square. Sugar the dog meets a tragic end and it's Lucas again who's behind the dirty deed. Whitney becomes jealous of a possible old flame of Billy's. Demon Dottie, or should I say Kirsty, departs with her mother. Masood is accused of stealing posts, which he denies, while Zainab finds a hidden stash of letters under the settee.
So Simone,
yes?
I think you got your wish.
I know, I don't know if I meant it, I felt quite sad to be honest.
Guilty, I blame
you. Yeah, I blame myself as well, I really do. We're of course talking about Bradley, the death of Bradley.
The departure.
I tell you again, I didn't see it coming.
I didn't.
Even when he was up on the roof, I just thought...
I thought it's live, they're not going to pull a stunt.
No, not a stunt like that. I was very impressed with the live actually, they did do well. But,
did, yeah.
It's a sad time for the square really, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
And Max is devastated. Absolutely devastated.
He tried to sort it all out, really, by taking a rather strange obsession to Bradley's shoes.
Yeah, I don't really get what that was about.
I've never seen Bradley in them.
No, I haven't. And
I don't see his feet often, but I...
Yeah, no, neither do I. But I can't picture him in them.
Do you know what socks I can imagine Bradley in? You know those, like, old man checkered...
Yeah.
Golfing type socks?
Yeah, same. I know, yeah, just, you know... Just to say, but yeah, he didn't even have them in the end because Max came back out. He said he didn't need them. He was polishing them all day. What a waste of time!
I don't think Bradley had any say.
I don't
think Bradley told him not
to
have them.
No, and I don't want Bradley to be blamed for that because he wouldn't have wanted that.
He wouldn't have.
So I think Max put the words in his mouth really. There, do you?
He did.
Stacey, she's not over it. She don't believe he's dead.
She doesn't. I think she's gonna go back to her. It's going to set her off on this bipolar, isn't it?
On this, but yeah. Because she hasn't even gone back. Where is she? Where on earth is she up to be, Jack?
I don't know.
Last we saw, she was running down the street.
She's gone.
Yeah, well, where? And that's my question for you. Where?
Tell you who's not going to be a good influence on all of this is
Becca. Yeah, really conniving. Gets involved. If that's the thing, she gets involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And poor Jean, as you said, she's positive.
She's trying to keep it positive.
And Jean is one to worry, mostly, so good on her.
Good on Jean.
But Becca, she's just... I mean, yeah, she's trying to find Stacey in weird ways. I don't understand this. I just don't understand what she's doing, really. And let's not forget, it's her fault.
Yes.
Let's never forget.
Let's never forget that.
But enough of the sad times, let's have the good times.
New births. Births and deaths.
Now, I tell you, it's about time, Zainab.
Is she about a year?
She's
been pregnant for about a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say that. It went on.
For a long time.
So they forget that she had it for a while and just decided to...
Yeah. Well, she was locked in... What's it called? The unit?
The unit. Such a violent name.
Such a violent name. She was locked in because of Saeed, and I will blame him. And thankfully, Christian came to the rescue, which was... hilarious. She didn't want him there, did she? But Masood delivered the baby.
He did. There was quite a scare when we thought it was a stillbirth.
Oh, that was a scare. Forgot about that. Quite dramatic, actually.
It was, yeah.
Really was on edge, but all was fine. And, you know, a couple of episodes on, you wouldn't even know she's had a baby.
You didn't realise that the baby was dead. Because didn't it grow? About... It was this little... dollop of gravy.
Alien.
It was an alien.
And it was an alien.
And then 1 second, it was dry and healthy.
Yes. Yeah, a button.
A button.
Yeah. Nearby. And she is healthy. Is that she's just back to normal, flapping around, moaning, and
yeah.
Take it easy, Zainab.
Stop
you
going
know?
On.
Take it
really
easy.
Stop going on.
Yeah, and I don't know what Masood's up to.
But we were left with the revelation that maybe Masood had indeed stolen Post.
What's the point, by the way? What's he stealing? What is Dot's post?
It's Dot's birthday cards. I'm not being funny, but does Dot really get sent £10 notes in the
book? I don't.
She's not a 16-year-old kid.
She's not a grandchild. She's a grand lady.
She's a grand lady.
And I'm not sure the motive there, but if he didn't do it, who was hiding? Who stashed them under the sofa?
Under the sofa. It's got to be close to home.
Yeah, very much so. But talking to Dot, Dottie.
Dottie.
She's finally gone.
But has she? So
I don't know. Maybe, mind.
Yeah, it might be a departure.
But she was a new girl when she left. She just looked completely different, didn't she?
She did.
But no, she can't just leave, surely. She'll be back years to come.
Tell you
if
who,
anything.
Yeah. Tell you left very abruptly. This is ages ago, but Nick. Nasty Nick.
Yeah. I don't remember well.
I don't.
Did you just leave Dottie? First name, can I add?
Yeah. Kirsty.
Yeah, she does. Well, she kind of does suit to Kirsty, but she's Demon Dottie in
she's
my
Demon
eyes,
Dottie,
you know?
Yeah. But she left, and as one door closes, another one opens.
Always.
On the other side of the square with Liz.
Liz. Now, where's she been? Spain?
Yeah.
Yeah, she lives there.
She does live there, yeah.
Well, I will say, there's not that much concern about this Owen business. Let's not forget he got killed. Brutally murdered.
Brutally.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And Libby seems to be over it. They all seem to be over it. But now she's back and she wants to know.
She wants
she's
to know.
She's got questions.
Yeah.
She needs answers.
So Lucas will be trembling in his murderous boots.
And can you believe what he did, Jack?
Killed.
Killed a dog.
Killed Sugar.
No, you didn't see it, but you didn't need to see it to do
it. Left it to the imagination, but it was brutal. It was a watery attack.
Watery death. He went to the watery grave. Many people complained.
Yeah, I'm not being funny, but... Alright. Nothing was shown.
Nothing was shown.
Get over it.
Yeah. We were shocked, as some people were, but...
Yeah.
This is just Lucas's murderous streak on us. And until he gets found out, which when will that be?
I don't know.
I look forward to it.
I like how it's been, like, it's realistic how it's been dragged out.
Yeah, I know what you mean, actually. Because you will never expect it from him, you know, holy man and all that. It's quite a shocker there, to be honest.
But it's all
going to
come out, isn't it?
It's all going to come out.
It's a time bomb.
Waiting to go off, innit? What else was new, Jack?
Really? It's been Mitchell free.
Hasn't it?
Jack,
you ever seen them? I mean, you've seen Phil now and again. Phil told the headmaster straight, didn't he?
Yeah, that's it.
Zsa Zsa in school or whatever.
But
she annoys me. But apart from that,
it's not been focusing on, you know, rightly so, because the whole Archie thing did revolve around them.
Yeah, I think we've seen him enough to last us a few months, to be honest. They've been focusing on the Jacksons. You've got your Billy Jackson.
Carol.
She's staying around, did she? But, of course, Whitney and Billy are, like, an item now.
Yeah.
Don't know what to think of Billy. I do like him, but something's a bit suspicious.
Yeah.
He was with the wrong crowd, I think.
He was, and they're coming back. So.
Yeah.
So watch this space.
Watch this space. And that really was just, you know,
the week that was.
Yeah.
EastEnders.
November of the week. 30 days has September, April, June, and December.
November.
Oh, I can't do it, Grandma.
Yes, of course you can.
Jack's award winners.
So, despite Bradley's death, the awards must go on. I think Jean's with me on this one. She's managed to stay completely positive throughout the whole traumatic events. Let's have a look at what she says.
Basically, loves, must you? She'll be ready for this when she gets back. Hardly eaten anything. None of us have. She just needs to say her proper goodbyes in private. And she'll be back. I can take care of her. She will walk through that door any minute. do wait.
She should be here by now, Jane.
Okay. If she's not back by dark, then I'll start worrying. But until then, can we all be a little bit positive, please?
So that is Jean, and most positive person of the week on the square. Meanwhile, over at the unit, Christian decided it was time to teach how to count with your basics. Thank you, Christian.
Only five. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Come on.
Should start us on show, I think.
Quote of the week.
The dogs don't like change.
But I loved her.
She's already turned up once today, ain't she?
Yeah, we'll phone the dogs' homes in the morning, all right?
That could be her.
Ask Us Anything.
So this is Ask Us Anything, the part where you comment us, comment on the podcast, anywhere you can, really, on iTunes or anything like that. And comment us asking a question about anything at all. It doesn't even have to be related to EastEnders.
Exactly, it doesn't.
We have one this week, and it's from...
It's from Simpatico, and... this fan is from Australia, says they've been living in the cave for 10 years and they want to know what has been going on in this past decade. Well, we can only just answer that, really.
We can. I mean, there's been a lot, Sim.
Yeah, if I'm honest, you've asked for a wide, you know, explanation, but we're going to give it to you in a nutshell.
We are going to try our best, and thank you very much for supporting the podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hope this will do.
Thank you. So the start of the early noughties. EastEnders is coming in.
And that's quite recent.
Yeah, and Snake on Wheels.
Yeah, we'll be honest. It's Adam Best.
It's Adam.
Character of Adam
Best. A dark character. We're going to see more of that, but...
That's upcoming, that is.
That's all coming. It's going to cover the issue of just... Disability.
Yeah, disability.
Wheelchair using.
Yeah, wheelchair using. And aside from this, you know, the soap, it just portrays youthful romance, which we see a lot of. Jealousy, domestic rivalry, and gossip. If it's to do with Doc Carton, it's gossip.
It's all very square, like, and community.
It is.
Like, very community-based.
Very community. And if you notice with these, they always have whodunits.
They do.
One of the best, Who Shot Phil, Can't Forget That, in 2001. And the more recent whodunit, of course, The Murder of Archie Mitchell, which has been revealed recently. And it's just, you know, that's the kind of things... Well, that's what it's dealt with for this past 10 years.
That's it. That's 10 years in a nutshell, really.
In a nutshell.
Loose enders.
So I think it's my turn this week, Mum, to do the fact.
Oh, go on.
Following on from Pop Stars,
mm-hmm.
Robbie Williams has also made an appearance on the show.
Mm.
He stood in the Queen Vic and he pretended to use the phone.
Wow. When was that? Back in the 90s? Early 90s?
2000s.
No.
Yeah, in the noughties it was.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're clambering, to be honest.
Yeah, they've had enough of fame, pop stars fame.
Yeah.
Well, I did not know that. The mother would be pleased. She's a big Robbie Williams fan. We need to find footage.
Yes.
We do. A very interesting fact this week, Jeff.
Thank you. Your turn next week.
Thank you.
Zainab Watch.
So it's left for Zainab to pick up the pieces this week.
Because, as usual, it was slim pickings for Tracy.
Yeah, she really is mute at the moment.
She really is. Here are just Zainab's best bits of pregnancy.
Yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant. Take it away.
Idiot. Oh! Aye, aye, aye.
So as usual, we're going to give you a quick tease as to what's coming up in the week of the 1st to the 5th.
Lucy stuns Jane with a shocking revelation and Bianca returns from honeymoon.
Billy's love life takes a turn for the better when Carol agrees to go on a date with him.
Lucy offers Jane the greatest gift of all while Becca makes Max a mysterious promise.
The square struggles through crisis together and Max seeks comfort in an unlikely source. All that and more on EastEnders next week.
Well, that's all from us this week.
It is indeed. We'll be back with episode 4 next Sunday.
Next week.